Without any further delay, it is our honor to invite our guest speaker for tonight, Sayed Bahbahani from Canada, who will be speaking to us about the common misconception of ibadah. We invite him with a loud salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa abiha وبعلها وبنيها وسر المستودع فيها بعد ما أحاط به علمك أجرك الله يا بقية الله أجرك الله يا بقية الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم به نستعين إنه خير ناصر ومعين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم صل صلى الله عليه وآله الطاهرين الطيبين المكرمين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وارواح العالمين التراب مقدمه الفداء رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني واغفر ذنوبنا كلها بحرمة محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear brothers and sisters. I am very honored to be part of the program of Fatimiyya. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this lecture and accept this majlis from us. And inshallah, help me to deliver the message as it's best as possible. Bi barakat salawat ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. قال الله تعالى في كتاب الكريم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون صلوات اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. There is a book called Musu'a al-Imam al-Mahdi, which is written by Shaheed Sayyid Muhammad Sadr, not Muhammad Baghir. It's another alim from the descendant of family of Sadr. And it's been, he was Shaheed in Iraq also, and he had contributed a lot to the books and lectures, and mashallah, he contributed a lot to the community of Shia. And one of his books, it's Musu'a al-Imam al-Mahdi. In that book, One of the interesting subjects that he covers is the subject of Dajjal. And he brings a new explanation of Dajjal, a new description of Dajjal. He says, based on the riwayah narrations that we have, we're not obliged to think that Dajjal is a human being. He says Dajjal, it could be a corrupted culture, a culture of istikbar, which promote corruption. For example, we have five descriptions of Dajjal in the riwayas. We have, it says that it's a mawjood, it's a someone with one eye. It says also it is from a Yahudi and Jewish mother. It says that its food, it's like a mountain. In another riwayah, it says that he will promote corruption in the East and the West, everywhere around the world. And also it says that he claims as Pharaoh claimed. What? Ana Rabbukumul A'la. It says that I'm the Lord. I'm God. So Shahid Sayyid Muhammad Sadr, he says that all these riwayah, most of them, they refer to Dajjal as Zalik al-Amr, not at someone, as Zalik al-Amr. It is a thing. It is an Amr. This is based on that and other riwayah, which I do not want to take. My subject is not about Dajjal, but I want to get to my point about this subject, is that it says that that one-eyed thing, it could be described that instead of having both eyes, dunyavi and ukhravi, or materialistic and spiritual eye, he only have that one eye that is dunyavi and is materialistic. And it will be back up by Yahudis, Jewish people, Zionists. And its food, it's a huge expenses, it's a huge amount of money that it needs to be spent for its survival and its strength. And it will promote corruption and facade around the world. And also we have a riwayah, it says about Imam Zaman Ajalallah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif, Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. What it says, so it's a riwayah mutawatir, that means it is sahih, it is accepted among Shi and Sunni. But it says, يَمْلَأُ اللَّهُ بِهِ, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put al-arda fisqan, qistan wa adla, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will promote and will cover all the world with qist and adl, which is justice. كَمَا مَلِعَتْ كَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا. After that it was filled with zulm and jur. Not zalim. Oppression, not oppressor. Look at the argument where I'm going right now. Not oppressors, oppression. What is the oppression from Quranic point of view? What is zulm? Zulm in the Quranic point of view is inna shirka la zulmun azim. So right away you understand that Dajjal, whatever we accept, if it's a culture, if it's a corrupted culture, is it a istikbar culture, or is a person, what he does, it wants to promote shirk. It wants to basically establish a shirk, a mushrik government around the world. It wants, we can see it today, even among Muslims. If we get the shirk, if we talk about the shirk of khafi, most of you are talaba, we are here in SOQ, a student of Qom, you have studied this. Shirk of khafi, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, shirk, it's like a black ant that it walks during the night over a black stone. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So promoting this polytheistic view of reality through promoting corruption and also only promoting that one-eyed culture, that means the eye of dunyawi, it was also entered even in Hoza, my brothers and sisters. Even in Hoza. That's why you see, it takes Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi 15 years of tab'id, of expelled from the country. People in Hoza, they were call him mushrik, they were call him kafir. Ulama, they were call him of kafir, ulama of Hoza in Qum. People among the student of Hoza in Qum, they were taking his book and he says, this is najis. If you touch the book of Imam Khomeini, you have to go tahara, you have to go wash your hands. What Imam Khomeini was doing? Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi and the Inqilab of Khomeini opened the second eye. That was the purpose. Not opening the second eye only in society, which is so easy in society. Why? Why I'm saying that? Because most of the followers of Khomeini, murid of Imam Khomeini, they were the soldier in the battlefield of the 8 years of the Fa'i Muqaddas. Not in the Hoza Ilmi of Qom. Not ulama. It is much difficult to argue with the alim and to make him understand something that he thinks is wrong than talking with the normal and general public. But Imam Khomeini, with the tawakkul and tawassul to Ahlul Bayt and to his mother Fatima to Zahra, did a revolution to open the second eye, the eye of spirituality. That's what I want to say. Not only among general public, but in Hoza, in Fiqh and Usul, in Tafsir Quran. Imam Khomeini says, if you take the second wuzu while you already have a wuzu, is what? Is nurun ala nur. Some other ulama says, no, I don't accept that, I reject that. Or Imam Khomeini says, we do accept some narration that the chain of narration might not be siqa, might not be authentic. But when we look at the narration, it is not contradicting what Ahlul Bayt or a school of Ahlul Bayt saying, what Quran saying, so we accept that narration. But you see some other maktab, they just saying, no. If the chain of narration is not right, we don't accept it. There is a new world order that is happening, as Imam Khamenei says. The new world order is that order which includes the spiritual eye also. In the Hozavi studies, look of the Imam Khomeini saying in his book Adab al-Salat, Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So Imam Khomeini's book Adab al-Salat has 12 maqala. Three maqala. The first maqala has 12 fasl. The second maqala has 5 maqsad. And the third maqala has 8 bab. Throughout the first maqala, he says what? در مقاله اول چیست؟ در آدابی که در تمام حالات نماز بلکه در تمام عبادات و مناسک باید رعایت شود. So right away Imam Khomeini says there is some behavior, there is some attributes, there is some characteristic and rules that you have to obey not only in your salat but in all your manasik and all your ibadah. And the fasl awwal of maqale awwal. So the first chapter of the first article in this book, what is it? It's the most general rule that he is mentioning. He says, یکی از آداب قلبی در عبادت و وظایف باطنی سالک طریق آخرت توجه به عزت ربوبیت و ذل عبودیت است. So one of the most important attributes of someone that is traveling in his journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has to put his attention on and be aware of, is what? Izzat rububiyyat, glory of the lordship of the Lord, and the zil of ubudiyyat. That means the humility of servitude of the servant, of himself. And this is not only in salat. Not only in salat. And what he says at the end of this fast, of the same subject that we say, he says, "Kamal wa naqs insaniyat tabe'e kamal wa naqs in amrast." So if you want to calculate yourself, where are you in your spiritual journey? How perfect you are, where you are right now, in which level you got, see how much of your time and the moment of your life you have attention about to this subject. You have your awareness towards this subject. What is the subject? Is rububiyat, the glory of your Lord, of the lordship of your Lord, and the zeal of ubudiyat, and the humility of the servitude of you as a servant. If you want to calculate where are you in the level of your journey, a spiritual journey, calculate the amount of your attention about this subject, about this amr. So indeed, I'm getting to my subject right now. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, indeed, the ultimate purpose of creation of human being was nothing than worshipping. As the beautiful verse of Quran Kareem that I recite in the beginning, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. Some people take this ibadah liya'budun ay liya'rifun. It says ya'budun, this verse, it means ya'rifun, means getting knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because of this riwayah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Muhammad. Look what the riwayah says. It's very important to us in these days. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it says, Ayyuhal nas, inna Allah jalla dhikruhu ma khalaqa al-ibada illa liya'rafu. So, O people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants people to remind him nothing but for understanding him. لِيَعْرِفُ. So, ibadah is nothing but for لِيَعْرِفُ, to understand him. فَإِذَا عَرَفُوهُ عَبَدُوهُ. So, whoever understands the position of Allah, whoever understands the attributes of Allah, عَبَدُوهُ, will worship him. As someone came to Imam Ali, he says, why you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imam Ali alayhi salam says, I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because there's nothing else that has that value to worship. He has the value of worship. I'm not worshiping for the paradise or for because I'm afraid of the hell fire of hell. I'm worshiping because he has that position to be worshipped. Izzah of rububiyyah. So look at this. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَجُلٌ يَبْدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بَأَبِيَنْتَ وَأُمِّي فَمَا مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ So someone continue asking Imam Hussein alayhi salam, بَأَبِيَنْتَ وَأُمِّي Oh, يَبْدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ What is the meaning of مَعْرِفَةُ اللَّهِ قَال This is for us, brothers and sisters. مَعْرِفَةً أَحْلِ كُلِّ زَمَانٍ إِمَامَهُمُ الَّذِي يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِمُ الطَّاعَةُ وَيَجِبُ عَلَيْهِمْ طَاعَتُهُ Ma'rifah here, it means the understanding of your imam of time which you have to obey. So, coming back to the subject of ibadah, we have many narration that says ibadah, a common misconception is this. Some people think ibadah is only salat, namaz, is only sawm. Fasting is only hajj, zakat, or when I took the tasbih and say something, or when I took the mafatih al-jinan and read the ziyat ashura, this is ibadah. No. Laysa al-ibadatu an al-rida alayhi salam. Salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Laysa al-ibadatu kathrati al-salat wa al-sum. Ibadat is not, worshipping is not having, always doing salat, doing namaz and fasting. إِنَّمَا الْعِبَادَةُ تَفَكُّرُ إِنَّمَا الْعِبَادَةُ تَفَكُّرُ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ Ibadah is each moment of your life that you have to think about what Allah wants from you right now. It means what? What your imam wants you from you right now. What do you have to do right now in order to help your imam, in order to satisfy the amr of Allah, the cause of Allah, which is the cause of imam. So it's a very general meaning. I'm going to recite another hadith and then conclude the meaning of ibadah, clarify for you what is exactly I meant by going through this subject. So Abi Basir and Abi Abdullah. Abi Basir in Rijal is one of those confirmed and affirmed narrator. Whatever riwayah, whatever hadith we have from Abi Basir, ulama says is right, you accept. So from Imam Sadiq, Abi Basir says as a riwayah from Imam Sadiq that Imam Sadiq, about this verse of Quran, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِحَةً لِيَكُونَ لَحُمْ عِزًّا is Surah Maryam, verse number 81 and 82. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have taken gods besides Allah, that they may be a source of might to them. No, indeed, soon they will disown their worship. So the word of ibadah. كَلَّا سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ وَيَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ ذِدَّا It means soon they will disown their worship and they will be their opponents. So Imam alayhi salam says قَالَ لَيْسَ الْعِبَادَةُ هِيَ السُّجُودُ وَالرُّكُو In this verse, ibadah, worshipping doesn't mean sujood and ruku. إِنَّمَا هِيَ تَاعَةُ الرِّجَالِ In this verse, it is the being obedient towards the hukama and the oppressors. من أطاع المخلوق في معصية الخالق فقد عبده. Imam Sadiq Abu Abdullah means Imam Sadiq alayhi salam when it comes to narration. Abu Abdullah, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that whoever obey a makhluq, a creation, by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had worshipped that creation, that person. You see how ibadah has a broad meaning? And I'm going to explain you what is my conclusion about the meaning of ibadah. When a man pursues money, when a man pursues wealth or love or a teacher's guidance or even his own desires, he is in a way worshipping all these. In English expression, what we say, he's been driven by money. He's been driven by the love of this thing. He's been driven by wealth. He's been driven by his own desires. My brother and sister, ibadah is a set of mind, is a mindset. And you cannot escape from it. Because Allah has created us like this. We have to worship. We cannot escape. Even the one that wants to make suicide, he has a certain mindset that's followed in order to suicide. This mindset that you follow, it's the way that you worship. So if you worship something else than Allah, if your goal is to satisfy something else than Allah, it means you're not yet that, what? Understanding that tawheed, that mu'min. You didn't become that mu'min yet. So, I'm going to give you an example. Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says, "Man asgha ila natiqin faqad abada." Whoever, it is like you guys right now, are sitting here listening to me, right? I'm a lecturer here. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, whoever listen to a lecturer, he is, of course, worshipping him. فَإِنْ كَانَ النَّاطِقُ يُعَدِّي عَنِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فَقَدْ عَبَدَ اللَّهِ. If the lecturer talking about something that is related to Allah, to the haq, so the listener are worshipping haq. وَإِنْ كَانَ النَّاطِقُ يُعَدِّي عَنِ الشَّيْطَانِ فَقَدْ عَبَدَ الشَّيْطَانِ. If the lecturer talking about something that is related to shaitan, he is actually worshipping shaitan. My brother and sister, in today's time, with the culture of media, in this war of media, be careful what you are listening to, what your eyes is occupied with. Everything that you do is ibadah. Is affecting your mindset, affecting your decision, affecting your path in this spiritual journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, ibadah is that mindset that human being cannot escape from. You have to worship. Now is your choice what you're worshiping. If you're aware and attentive about your mind, about your thought, you have to direct this towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How? It is very hard. But Allah puts so many tools and means in order to do that. And one of the very clear tool and mean is this majlis of Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. So if you now, look, open the second eye towards all the verses of Quran, towards all the ahkam of fiqhi, towards all the interpretation of Quran, that you, tulab, now you have a new view to look at every narrations and verses of Quran with this concept of ibadah. But tonight we don't have time to go through this, right? We cannot go through every verse of Quran and narration. But what I want to do right now, I want you to look at Hazrat Siddiqah Kubra Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam with this concept. Salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. How many minutes have you been talking about that? 25. So because I do not have much time, I go quickly. I have to present you something before to go and represent Hazrat Zahra the way that I want you to understand tonight. And that is Qurbun Nawafil. We have a hadith from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hadith Qudsi, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ulama call this hadith, hadith Qurbun Nawafil. In this hadith, in the beginning of this hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever humiliates my servant, whoever dishonor my servant, he is actually my enemy, and I will hasten to protect my servant, and I will fight with the enemy of my servant. And then he continues, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and says, مَا يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ عَبْدٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَضَ عَلَيْهِ. It says that nothing exists that an abd, that my servant, could get close to me as fast as doing whatever I told him to do. That means being obedient. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ. And of course, he will get close to me with the high speed by doing nawafil. So now ulama comes here. What is nawafil? Some ulama says nawafil is the nawafil of yawmiya, right? We accept. But nawafil, my brother and sister, in its meaning, it means anything mustahab, anything recommended, right? So now it comes to this. What's going to happen if someone do nawafil? What's going to happen? This is my point. So, إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُ. So I will love him. If I love him, what's going to happen? كُنْتُ إِذَا سَمَعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ. Whatever he hears with, I will hear with. وَبَسَرَهُ الَّذِي يُبَسِّرُ بِهِ. Whatever he sees with, I will see with. وَلِسَانَهُ الَّذِي يَنْتِقُ بِهِ. Whatever he talks with, I will talk with. وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْتَشُ بِهَا. And I will become his hand. إِنْ دَعَانِي أَجَبْتُهُ وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي أَعْتَيْتُهُ. Whatever he asks, I will give him and I will answer him. And whatever he wants, I will give him. So this is قُرْبُ النَّوَافِلِ, right? In قُرْبُ النَّوَافِلِ, Allah becomes the eyes, the ears, the tongue, and even in some of the version of hadith, the intellect of the mu'min. Now, ulama comes with something much higher, and they call it qurbul fara'iz. What is qurbul fara'iz? That every part of the body of mu'min, the eyes and ears and hands and his intellect, becomes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the other one, Allah became the hands, the ears, the whatever he sees with, whatever he hears with. In the Qurbul Faraiz, he becomes Allah, or she becomes Allah. So that's why we call Ma'sumin what? Qur'anun Natiq. That's why we call Ma'sumin Qur'anun Natiq. Because whatever he does is a Ma'sum. Of course a Ma'sum is in a level of Qurbul Fara'iz. That means everything that he does, everything that he says, it's what Allah says. It's what Allah wants to manifest among other human in this world. So that person becomes Qur'anun Natiq. So now let's compare Hazrat Zahra with this level of spirituality. As my brother, alhamdulillah, has recited the beautiful poem, alhamdulillah, my brother's covered the subject of the door, and that's helped me to cover my subject also, alhamdulillah. Salawat. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Before any creation, Fatima was the Nur of Allah. I'm not going to recite the narrations. You know the narrations. I'm just going to say what is Fatima in a couple of words. Her name was written on the gates of Jannah, which Adam has to swear of these names to repent. Ya Ahmad bihaq Muhammad, Ya Ali bihaq Ali, Ya Fatima بحق يا فاطر بحق فاطمة, whose birth was made from the heavenly food coming straight from heaven. Right? You have recited the poem. For her birth, who was attending, who was helping Khadija the Kubra alayhi salam? The best creation of Allah among ladies, Kulsum, the sister of Nabi Musa, Eve, the wife of Adam, Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, Maryam, the mother of Jesus. The only woman, my brothers and sisters, who Quran affirm her infallibility, her ma'soom, her state of ma'soom. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويتحركم تطهيرا صلوات اللهم صل على محمد. The one who is called أبيها, the one whose angel Jibreel comes to her and send Allah's message. She is the one who marries the wasi, the brother, the nafs of Rasulullah salawatullah salam. She is the one who carries the lights of imama. She is the one whose life and death is a proof and light shining over the haq. She is the kawthar, through who Allah dries up the ruth of all his enemies. She is the one whose happiness results Allah's happiness, and whose anger results Allah's anger. Now, my brothers and sisters, is it possible that one bit, that one particle, that one dust of her action is in vain? Is it possible? Isn't she in the highest level of servitude beyond Qurbul Fara'iz that I explained you? Isn't she the sign of Allah on earth? Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, Fatima. What, who is Fatima? Fatima hujjatullahi ala hujjaji. Ya Allah. Fatima is the proof, is the leading example for the other hujjah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't she Quran un natiq? My brothers and sisters, just want to point out something very important that Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah mentioned these couple of days. If our ma'sumin are Quran un natiq and there are example for us, who should we be? We should not aim for a normal human. We should aim to become Quran un natiq. We should aim to the level of Qurbul Fara'iz. So Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah, our Imam, our leader of this time, he says what? He says, be careful, mu'mineen, be careful. Every act that you do, it's a message. Even the way that you're sitting down, it's a message. Be aware of every little action that you do. This little phrase of Imam Khamenei, it's so deep. It is exactly this. You have to get to the Qurb al-Fara'iz, O believers, O the 313 soldier of Imam. I'm waiting for you. What is Imam Khamenei is waiting for? Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei Hafizahullah is waiting for that 313 soldier to be ready. So Imam Zaman comes and he delivered the flag and the standard of Islam to him. That's how he educates us, by giving us important messages in his lecture. So now, coming back to Hazrat Fatima Zahra. If Hazrat Fatima Zahra is Quran or Natiq and we accept it, if she is beyond the level of Qurb al-Fara'iz, that means every action, it's Allah's manifested on earth. There is, if I could say, there is no more important phase of his life than the time at the door. My brothers read the beautiful poem about the door. Oh people, oh the follower of Fatima, the door has lots of message for us. I want to give you one message tonight. The enemy of Islam, the enemy of Haq are behind the door and treating the people of Haq, the leader of Haq. Oh Fatima, oh Ali, oh Hassan, oh Hussein, oh the follower of Ma'sumin, open the door and pledge allegiance. Open the door. If not, I will burn the house with everyone that is in it. Is Fatima afraid of getting burned? No. Is she afraid of getting killed? No. She's coming strong behind the door, holding that door. I'm not letting you come in. My brothers, sisters, that door is the door of our heart. Do not let the enemy, by threatening you, I will take your American or England passport or Canadian passport. I will get your house. I will close your bank account if you are the soldier of Imam Khamenei. Same thing happened to Iran, right? Every sanctions, all these threats against Iran, all these riots in Iran. What is it for? In order to open the door of negotiation, in open the door of humiliation. What is Fatima's message? What is the Quran or Natiq message in this majlis? We are the majlis of Fatima Zahra, my brothers and sisters. Do not let that door to be open. Help Hazrat Zahra. Don't help the mal'uneen. Do not help the enemies of Islam. Do not push that door towards Fatima. Push that door towards the enemies. Do not get afraid. In Bahar al-Anwar, I just read a couple of months ago, they didn't just put wood behind the door in order to burn the house. In a riwayah in Bahar al-Anwar, it says they put the wood all over the house, even on top of the house. They wanted to burn everyone in the house, with the house. وعجبا يستعذن الأمين عليهم ويحجم الخؤون وعجب traitors dare to attack them, whereas the mighty angel asks for enter. قال سليمان قال سليمون قلت يا سليمان هل دخلوا ولم يكن استعذانوا. Says it Sulaiman, says it Sulaim. I said, oh Salmanun, did they really enter without permission? فقال إيه وعزة الجبار ليس على الزهراء من خماري. The reply was yes, by the glory of God, Zahra was not even wearing hijab. لكنها لاذت وراء الباب رعاية للستر والحجاب. But she took refuge to the door that it might make up for the absence of veil and hijab. فمزرعوها عسروها عسرا يا زهراء كادت بنفسي أن تموت حسرا. Soon as they saw, they pressed her and crushed her. I thought she would die of sorrow then and there. تسيح يا فضة أسدنيني فقد وربي قتلوا جنيني. يا الله. Fatima cried out, O Fizzatu, catch me. By Allah, they have killed my child within me. فأسقطت بنت الهدى وحزنا جنينها ذاك المسمى محسنا. So miscarried the daughter of Mustafa, the child whose name was to be محسنا. وعجبا يستأذن الأمين عليهم ويحجم الخون. ما عجبا traitors dare to attack them, whereas the mighty angels ask for enter. قال سليمون قلت يا سلمان هل دخلوا ولم يكن استأذانوا. I'm asking my brothers in order to do a little bit sini zani, they could come forward. Inshallah, we do a little bit matam inshallah together with the salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. وعجبا يستأذن الأمين عليهم ويحجم الخون وعجبا Traitors dare to attack them, whereas the mighty angels ask for enter. قال سليمان قلت يا سلمان هل دخلوا ولم يكن استأذانوا Says it, Sulaim, I said, O Salmanun, did they really enter without permission? فقال إي وعزة الجبار ليس على الزهراء من خماري The reply was yes by the glory of God زهراء was not even wearing حجاب لكنها لاذت وراء الباب رعاية للستر والحجاب But she took refuge to the door that it might make up for the absence of veil and hijab. فمزرعوها عسروها عسرا كادت بنفسي أن تموت حسرا. Soon as they saw, they pressed her and crushed her. I thought she would die of sorrow then and there. تسيح يا فضة أسنديني فقد وربي قتلوا جنيني. Fatima cried out, Oh, Fizza, to catch me. By Allah, they have killed my child within me. فأسقت بنت الهدى وحزنا جنينها ذاك المسمى محسنا سمي سكريت the daughter of Mustafa the child whose name was to be محسنا وعجبا يستأذن الأمين عليهم ويحجم الخؤون وعجبا Traitors dares to attack them whereas the mighty angels ask for enter وعجبا صلوات